Welcome to 2 inches deep. It's your boy, The Rock, on the mic. We got Coach Jackson Bozarth with me. Unfortunately, sad boy Zach Grant wasn't able to make it tonight, but we're still providing you guys with a real life Wednesday episode.
Never miss.
That's right. And today we got a great one. Now, I know last few episodes was a little somber of a scene. Like we had great discussions about fear, about anxiety, stress, all that. But we're gonna light it up with this episode.
Yeah, those topics can be a little mentally draining and stuff like that. I think they're important to have those conversations. And we've talked about it in those real life Wednesdays episodes, if you haven't listened to it. They're discussions that men especially should have a lot more often, but we choose not to. Yeah. And at 2 inches deep, we're not afraid to break barriers. So we wanted to kind of talk about some real life issues that we all go through and stuff like that. But we kind of decided today and along the lines of last week that we wanted to be a little bit more happy and give you guys a real life Wednesday episode at the same time. So
yeah, and this week we're going to discuss sort of our dreams and aspirations.
Yeah,
of almost, you know, everything and anything, and like some goals we're going to set for ourselves and stuff like that. So I think to start off, I think we should talk about, we talked about before in the podcast, what we have, like, what is our dream for this podcast?
Ooh, yeah, that's a really good point. Yeah. And I do, before we get into it, I do want to make sure that people do know that we don't script these things. So these can go a little off tangent. We say that we'll talk about dreams and aspirations, but it might go somewhere else. These are just kind of open forum talks. But in regards to the podcast, man, that's a deep question. And I don't mean that, like, you know, ironically, yeah, because deep's in our name, but we talk about it quite often. We didn't really expect it to be like this. It was more of a hobby, but the way that things have been churning out, I one day want to make this my profession.
I think it'll be like way more fun, and it would just be like, if this is your job, just to talk to people,
yep,
on a mic, and we would do some like videos and stuff around it.
Yeah, absolutely.
All this and that, and have merch, and just to have this bring us revenue would be awesome. It wouldn't even feel like a job.
No, and I think that's one of the best things you could say, because everyone wants that job where you are so happy going to it every day.
Yeah.
And this is one of the few things that Sunday comes around, and even now Wednesdays come around, where I look forward to these things. You know what I mean? Sitting down on our garage and what we're doing, it is, it's one of the few things I've been passionate about ever since I have graduated high school. And I can't say the same about college, but this is something that I love and cherish. And so you're right. If I could make this into an absolute profession, I would. And that's where my dream lies onto it. But I think it's important to say, with every dream, there has to be contributable goals that you can make to make that dream come a reality. You know what I mean? And I think when you're making a dream, you got to have those goals so that you can hold yourself to a standard, because a dream isn't anything until you can make substantial gain with it by goals, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm. No, I think this podcast has grown tremendously.
Yeah.
And we have people coming up to us and telling us, oh, you're 2 inches deep, I love listening to you guys. That is a goal in itself, to have people interested to listen to your podcast.
Yep.
That was a goal of mine, to be like, okay, I want my friends to listen, and I want them to listen every week. And I've succeeded in that.
And maintain viewership. You know, right. I mean, maintain people where we're not really losing their interest. We're more of like, people are like, oh, this is interesting. And and that was the thing for us, is how creative could we have gotten with this? You know what I mean? Because like I said, and I mentioned it all the time, and I know sometimes I get really repetitive, but we had started this off just as a sports thing exclusively. That's all we wanted to talk about. And Allied Rock can tell you in this, is that when him and I first started it, I remember our first episode was after the Conor McGregor fight, and then it was the AFC Championship. Remember, and the Chiefs and the Titans were playing, and I was taking notes on the game.
Yeah,
like I was a color analyst.
I tried doing the same thing, but I was like, I can't.
And what we're gonna say, and I'm so glad that we stopped doing that, because it was so like artificial. It was so. Yeah. Chris Collinsworth and Al Michaels, Sunday Night Football.
Oh, this is a job.
Right. You know, the only thing I could say that we really do note-taking now on is if we do an interview and we kind of want to ask certain questions.
We want to like be professional and be prepared for them.
Exactly, because if they're going to devote the time to us, we want to devote the time to them. But when it comes to this, I mean, even on our regular Sunday shows, we'll take notes on what we want to talk about and script it, but those are just headliners, and then everything else is fulfilled in.
Right.
But So for our listeners, this is kind of what we've been thinking, and we're not going to divulge too much because we obviously have a lot of plans, but starting of 2021, we're going to drop a merch line, shirts, shorts, hats. Condoms. We've already started condoms, and the condoms were a big hit.
Yeah.
Hats.
For sure.
A lot of stuff, right? And that's where we really want to start. And then we want to get on a more routine YouTube schedule.
Mm-hmm. We did sort of fulfill the promise of summer.
The summer thing was huge.
Have a video almost every week.
And what the summer did for us in regards to our goals, I think that was the first time we kind of realized, oh shit, this is a big deal, because a lot of people wanted to see what we looked like off camera. A lot of people wanted to see how we actually interact, what we do, stuff like that. And that was, I think, and if you disagree with me, please let me know. But I think that was the first time when people were actually like, oh, this is a real life thing. This is a real podcast. This isn't just like a little quarter life, you know, crisis where everyone wants to start a podcast.
Because like I've talked to a lot of people like, oh yeah, I've done a podcast once. And I always ask them like, what happened? And they'll be like, oh, you know, we fell off, we lost interest. But when we started that YouTube, it almost like certified, like, okay, these guys are going, they're doing more than just a podcast.
Right.
We're doing this, and that's 2 inches deep. You know what I'm saying?
It was, I think you're absolutely right. I think it was when we actually solidified our brand.
And we have the Instagram, and we have the Twitter, and yep, we have this and that, and a third, like.
Yeah, because we had just started off with Instagram, and then Ali Rock and I were like, damn, we need to do more. So we did the Twitter. And then by the graces of God, we got in contact with Jeremy Beckner, and shout out him. That was when I did a thing with him where I got my nickname, Coach Jax. I did a video, and I remember I was telling you guys, oh, I'm going to drop the video. And we finally dropped the video, and we're so surprised on how good it was. So then we did an interlude. And if you've ever watched, or not an interlude, but if you ever watched like our first episode, it was more of like, what the fuck are these guys doing? Like, this is so, you know, it was so random, right? It was, you know, it was us hiking and stuff like that. But what we wanted to show, the idea behind it was, hey, you know, we're official now. We have an executive producer. We gave him that title. We have an editor. We do all these things. And now we're YouTube. We had walked the street. So we wanted to see this Vegas contrast to what we could do, right? And it was almost like a flex. And then that was when we did, after we did the Buffalo Wild Wings challenge, which is still our second most viewed video on YouTube. But it was kind of our breaking point. It was right there where people were like, oh, these dudes are fucking funny. We got a lot of engagements on it, a lot of comments. It was fun. And that right there was kind of the fruits of our labor to Alex and I. It was kind of like, oh, wow. We got to keep on doing more. And it was, I'm trying to think of a word. It was almost like euphoric and like a high, you know what I mean? Because we wanted to keep on pushing out more content and better content each time. You know what I mean?
And they get better.
We got sponsors after that. Yeah.
That's right. No, that's this podcast is one thing that we hold close to our heart, and this is like, we've had times where we'd want someone said they want to do it, and the other person comes in like, why would you say that? You know, this is we started this shit. You know, we can't do this without you type stuff. And that's why we just keep going, because we hold each other up. We hold each other to a certain standard too here.
Yeah.
You know, and we expect people to put in their time, their work, and everything. And because we see this as, we're going to have an office space one day,
yeah,
making millions of dollars with 2 inches deep brand, you know? And it starts here. Right now, we're not making a whole lot of money.
Willing to sacrifice, yeah.
Yeah, we're not making a whole lot of money right now, but that's how every fucking business started. Yeah. Not with a whole lot of money, you know?
Absolutely. It's funny that you say that, because with any goal and dream, and we're going to get more into that, but with any goal and dream, there's always a level of sacrifice that you got to be willing to make with your time, with your loved ones, stuff like that. And then it's not always the Hollywood dream type thing. There's arguments in it. There's times where we wanted to quit and be like, what's the point? You know what I mean? And so we've gone through those stages, and we've told ourselves, we're sure it's going to happen more and more and more, but we kind of hold this as our prized possession, like our precious, you know what I mean? This is something that we created. So it's ours. There's no other podcast where we would say that their name is 2 inches deep and say it's a lifestyle. It's and not stuff like that.
We're ashamed to say, I'll say it to anyone.
Oh yeah. And that was the one thing too. And I'll admit, I was kind of, you know, Alex and I made up the name just as a joke. And when we first started creating it, I wasn't so sure I wanted to keep on posting it on Instagram, on my own Instagram, like rep it, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But now it's, I could give a shit less. This is ours. Like, I will rep this to the day I die. You know what I mean? I'll get that shit tatted on me. Pause.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah. But I think that kind of wraps up, because we don't really want to say too much. Not that we don't like trust you guys or anything, but there's just a lot that's kind of personal that we're really going to work on hard, stuff like that. But to wrap that part of the segment up, we're going to keep on getting better. We do take constructive criticism. So, you know, we're trying to have better etiquette with not talking over anyone. I'm trying to work on not cussing every three words, stuff like that. And I fail miserably sometimes, but that's the dream.
Yeah. And I'm trying to, every time we have technical issues, I take that shit like personally. Okay.
Yeah.
I need to fix this, you know?
Yeah. There's been times where we've, you know, I almost cussed right there, where we've messed up really bad in an interview, and times where we flopped on an interview. It's crazy to say, I think they say, how many hours is it until you become an expert? Like 10,000 hours or something like that, until you become an expert of something. And we're not even close to that, but we have progressively gotten so much better in what we've done. And that's just because, like I said, it's a passion, and it is important to have passions. So I wanted to mention something about dreams and aspirations. Oh my goodness. Aspirations. I think it is important to have something that you desire. I think that's the first step, is finding purpose in what you're doing, right? And that goes beyond your job. That goes on. You should find purpose in being a good son, a good friend, a good mentor to someone, right? And so when it comes into play with dreams and aspirations, I feel like you should chase something that's attainable, but it's not easy. Because if we're not like pushing ourselves, what's the point?
I like when you said chase. And I think this is, you know, it depends who you are as a person. Like, I know me and you are sort of on the same wavelength. Like, we have to chase something.
Yes.
And when we do get to that spot, it doesn't just stop there. Like, okay, I'm here. Now what else do I want? What else do I need? Where else do I need to go? I'm going to keep chasing towards something. You know, if it's not one thing, it's the other.
Yeah.
You know? And that's just one thing that keeps me going. You know? You do have... I don't have just one dream. Like, my end-all, be-all. I have multiple dreams I want to chase, and there's not one single thing I don't want to do, you know?
Yeah.
I want to venture out, do everything. I'll be in a movie. I'll do a podcast. I'll do this. I'll do that. You know, I want this car. I want this house. I want the next house. There's always something you got to chase, and it never stops, you know? And that's to me, that's what means, like, having a life of, like, purpose.
Right.
You know? But speaking of dreams, what's, like, your first dream that you remember, like, I dreamt of?
Because I wanted to talk about that, because when you're a kid, you're filled with dreams, right? And then when you kind of get older, those dreams come to a stop, and you're like, oh, this is reality, right? I think it's simple. The first dream that I had was, obviously, I wanted to be a football player. Like, that was my thing. I devoted a lot of time to it. My childhood, you know what I mean? I stopped playing other sports at a certain point because I just wanted to play football.
Yep.
Which I kind of regret a little bit, but not too much, because some of those football memories are a time of my life. But when that stopped, I would say I kind of knew it stopped when I was a freshman in high school, where I was like, okay, I love football. This is great, but I can't see myself doing this much longer. Maybe I'll go to college and do it, but after that, I think I'm going to be spent. And I kind of reached my ceiling to that. But I had known that I was still passionate about sports and stuff like that. So I'd say the first dream that I really, really wanted to start with was being a sports commentator or sports analyst or something like that, because anyone that knows me, I can tell you all the, you know, starting quarterbacks, shit, probably some of the starting receivers on every single team, the head coaches, stuff like that, the GMs. I know that stuff. I know statistics. I love it. I breathe by it. So that was kind of like one of the first dreams. I could say that I really remember being in high school when I wanted to do something was be a sports commentator or something, a head coach, a GM, something to do with sports management, something like that. What about you?
I think the earliest I can remember of me having like a dream of doing something was, you know, I was like maybe 7, 8, 9, somewhere in that age range. And I really want, I was into the fake wrestling, WWE.
Yeah.
And I thought it would be the coolest.
Who was your favorite WWE guy? Like your wrestler. Who is it, your favorite wrestler?
Back in the day, it was Jeff Hardy.
Is that the guy that...
Yeah, it was like this, like, and he had the fucking, like, shit here, and he'd jump off ladders and shit.
Wait, is he the one that was, like, telling people to, like...
No, that wasn't him. That was, like, Shawn Michaels.
Oh, Shawn Michaels.
DX or whatever.
Okay.
I was into all that. You see, I know all this shit. And I was so into it that I had, like, outfits planned out, like, shit I'd buy. I had my name. I was, like, Xtreme with X.
Xtreme,
right? I made a belt. I'm telling you. I was, like, had face paint ready. That was, like, the first dream I remember having, but... That died away when my dad, he broke, he's like, we went to an event. He told me, he's like, you know, this is fake.
At the event?
Broke my heart. No, after.
Oh.
Broke my heart. I was like, no way. I didn't believe him for a little bit. And then I started watching it. Now it's like a ballet. But after that, I think the one dream that I really wanted to chase, but I knew it was never going to happen, was playing hockey, like professionally.
Mm.
Not even like, I don't have to be an NHL. I have to be like, you know, just have, be on a team and be good.
Yeah.
And my dad was like, you just started too late. You know, I learned how to skate like 12.
I still know how to skate.
See, it was hard to learn, but I like picked it up super quick.
Mm.
And by like 2 years later, I was good enough to play on an actual team and like be good on that team. And it was, my dad was just like, you know, he said, you can take this wherever you want, but you're not going to play in college hockey. Those guys have been playing since they're 3 and you've been playing since you're 13. Think about that. They know how to skate better than they can walk. And he's like, look at you. And he wasn't like down on me. He was just being real with me. And he was like, if you want to do it, play football. You know?
I wanted to ask you, does that ever cause resentment as a kid when you're growing up and your dad's like, hey, this probably isn't going to work?
He wasn't like, oh, don't play hockey. He was like, you could play hockey, have fun. But he's like, just know, you're not going to make it to the NHL. And then that's what I told him, that's my dream. He's like, let's be realistic about your dreams. I'll do this. Go to college, do this. You can play hockey in college, but you're not going to take this NHL. You know, don't waste your time. Invest right. All this money, but he, you know, he bought me skates, he bought me sticks, he bought me everything so I can play. But when he saw me being, he wanted me to be a wrestler, he wanted to be a football player because that's what everyone told him, like, hey, he's good at this, you know, right. Look at this.
And my dad did something similar like that though too. He like when before I went to the high school I went to, he was like, hey, I don't know if this is a good idea. Uh-huh. And but as prideful as I am, and that's why I asked you the question, because I'm super prideful, and like pridefulness, and we'll get to it later, can distract you from your dream. And someone saying, hey, this probably isn't a good idea, or hey, you're not good enough to do this, can really, you got to be a strong person to be like, hey, dude, this is my dream. This is how I'm going to make it.
Yeah. Well, the thing about like chasing your dream is that you got to be happy while doing it.
Yeah.
You know, like if it makes you feel fulfilled. I remember speaking back on the football thing, we were applying to private schools because those are the only schools in Maryland that had a hockey team. That's the only chance I could play hockey in high school. That's what I wanted to do. So my parents, we went to every single private school in Maryland that had a hockey team, and to just do a tour and you know the dean, whatever they call him. And I remember I went to this one school. It was called Gorman. It wasn't Bishop Gorman. It was just called Gorman private school. Sorry, that's my computer if you guys hear that. But I remember going there and I was all about strictly asking hockey. I was asking is hockey, where's the hockey players play with this? And I remember the football coach saw me and he like pulled me aside. He's like, you ever play football? Like, he asked me, do you want to come to my office? And it happened that every high school I went, my dad's like, they all want you to play football. And my freshman year, I didn't want to play sports because I was just like, you know, I want to play hockey.
Right.
And then I went freshman year. My gym teacher was the JV football coach. And he saw me, you know, how athletic I was. He's like, you ever thought about playing football? You know how it is. And I was like, nope. And he's like, well, you're gonna play now. And I told my dad, I was like, oh, he wants me to play football. Like, blah, blah, blah. And I got excited because, you know, no one's ever, like, recruited me or some shit.
Right, like, they wanted you.
Right. He's like, we need you. And it made an excited. He's like,
yeah, what was their recruiting spiel? Give me this recruit, like, hey, son.
No, have you ever played football? And I was like, no.
That was it?
Well, I thought I'd play 1 year. He's like, you good? I was like, yeah, I'm good. Even though I fucking was trash at the time.
Fucking then, great.
But he caught me with it. He was all like, well, you know, usually you're like a month late because school already started in practicing. And he's like,
but I'll make an exception for you. He's like, I've never seen somebody move like you. And I was like, okay. So I went in, I was like, and everyone was treating me like I was a god, not knowing what I played like. They're like, damn, like you're gonna, and they were all.
Because you're the big kid. You were like, was, oh, this dude's big.
I was. And, you know, that's how I started playing football. That's about it. And then I fucked around. I thought I was gonna like make it to college because like all the coaches were hyping my ass up.
Right.
Until I switched high schools and I kind of realized that shit went away.
I can't imagine if I did switch high schools because that, I think a lot of the progress that you make is almost stopped. You know what I mean? And you can translate that to life as if you put in so much effort doing the same thing and then life hits you and you got to make that switch development. And that's when you kind of find out who you really are as a person. You know what I mean?
It's also crazy how like some person or some event can kill your dream instantly.
Yeah.
Like it's just more like a reality check maybe, because dreams do kind of be like, you kind of look away at what it takes to get there and just see the end goal and you're like, I'm gonna get there, but you don't know how hard it is, how many people are competing for the same thing,
right?
And you know, it's like one in a million. But a lot, if you're an athlete and you have a dream, like a lot, if you watch the show Last Chance U, a lot of those people, a lot of those players have a dream of getting a D1 scholarship, playing at their, you know, desired school and getting an NFL contract. But in reality, how many college players get an NFL contract? You know, the percentage is low.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So, same thing. Like, your coach could tell you you're not going to make it. And you're over here, you know, grinding, chasing that dream, giving it your all, you're not going to make it. And then you got to realize, well, I just chased, you know, I said, fuck school, I'm going to do football. And if football didn't come through, what am I going to do now?
Right.
You know? And it's like that, but...
Well, I mean, I think that you can translate that to life too, because we talk about sports because that's what we've related to, right?
Yep.
But for example, COVID hit this year, and if you would have told me last year when we had just started this, I mean, not even last year, earlier this year, that I would be working at a barbecue place and devoting, you know, a lot of time to this podcast, I would have laughed right in your face. You know what I mean? I've been like, mm-hmm. No, I'm still at Maverick. I'm doing the thing. You know, I'm hustling. So life does hit you, and I'm a firm believer, though, that everything happens for a reason, but it's up to you to find that reason or adapt to that reason. So basically, I wanted to ask, like, what's your big picture goals that you have in mind right now? Because everyone says, oh, I want to be a millionaire, or I want to do this and stuff like that, but I wanted to ask you, Ali Rock, Alex, what makes you happy and what do you want to do? Like, what can you foresee yourself doing? And how are you going to attain it?
Dude, I have a ton of goals. And this one came to me recently, like, because it's kind of a reality check. Because I am getting older. And, you know, I'm 21, living with my parents still. Can't have that. By next year, I'm hoping to get a house. That's one thing.
Yeah, we've talked about it.
Yeah.
That's both
either, far kind of. Either it's with me or with you or somebody else, to get a house and in my name, buy it.
Yep.
Not even, I'm not renting or
building that equity.
Yeah, exactly. Another thing is just whatever my salary is now for 2020, double by 2021.
Oof.
Try to double it. However I can do it. Work two jobs, side hustle, right. Double that money and keep doing it every year.
You know what I like about that, though, is that both of those goals are very attainable.
It is. You have to make attainable goals.
You know what I mean? I think it is important to have a dream because a lot of times people get confused with this dream. Oh, I want to be, you know, a billionaire. Okay, hold up. You're not even making five figures yet. So let's backtrack. Let's do something. I think it's important to have, like, the small, substantial goals and then that big picture one and then a dream. Mm-hmm. I think there's like three layers to it. And this is entirely subjective. I mean, a lot of people can disagree with me and that's okay.
Because some people be like, oh, I have this dream, and they're going to think about like, oh, how to become a millionaire overnight. Like, you don't do millionaires overnight.
Yeah, and then it's like, oh, I'm a Forex trader pyramid scheme. It's like, no, it doesn't work like that. And I'm hating on people that do that. It's not even about that. It's just more of like, you know, finding... If you can do something, you got to have like a plan on how you're going to execute it, right?
That's right.
So, okay, so you're going to buy. So that's more of like a short term 2021, because 2021 starting in 2 years. I'd say for my 2021 goals is obviously I want to buy a house as well somehow and build equity. I don't know how we're going to do it. But we've talked about it personally. And we're not going to divulge our finances on stuff like that too. I want by now... I want by the end of 2021 for us to have this three times as big as it is now. That I don't know what we're going to do for it. I want us to have an actual website. I want us to have some sort of equity within this. So obviously have a house, right, for myself, and then equity within my passion. Because I feel like you can build equity within anything, within your name. Mm-hmm. So we're going to patent our name, do a lot of stuff, and then do the merch line and have a trademark and stuff like that. So that's kind of what I want to do here. And then I always want to have some sort of spiritual goal. And this isn't by no means me trying to implement religion for those of you that aren't religion, or put my own subjective religion on anyone else. But I always try to find a way to help someone in need. Whether that's, you know, going to soup kitchens all the time, or I was a big, at one point I was a big person within Best Buddies, and that just kind of helped a lot of people with the less fortunate. But I also wanted to do something big this Thanksgiving and stuff like that. And I love the help, the fact of helping people. That's something that I'm incredibly passionate about. And any way that I can do that, I want to do that and set those standards. Big picture goals, though, for I kind of want to talk about what my dream is, like actual dream. And the reason why I mentioned it before is like, oh, everyone says they want to be a millionaire. I would 1,000% love to be a millionaire, but I'm not so much chasing the idea of being a millionaire. I'm chasing the idea of being comfort, but still having the chase. I love hustling. Mm-hmm. I love the art of the hustle. I love the pain. I love the adversity. And it's weird because not a lot of people are built like that. Mm-hmm. Some people want it handed to them, and I'm not going to act like I've never been phased by reality. Like, there's been times where I'm like, I wish I was just passed down like this, or I wish I had generational wealth. But generational wealth will start with me. Yep. Like, I got to be the one that has the generational wealth. Like, I come from a very, I'm not going to act like I came from the fucking struggles or anything like that. And for those people that have, I give you nothing but praise and stuff like that, and respect. But my parents did everything for me. But I want to, like, be the first one that had the big M by my name, you know what I mean? And stuff like that. But not so much because of having the millions, because when I die, none of that's going to carry with me, but so much because I want to give comfort to my children. I want to give comfort to my wife one day. And so with that being said, my long-term goal, like what I want to be, don't know what my job will be, don't know anything, but the one thing I want to be is a great husband and a great father. Like, that's primo. Like, if I yep. die tomorrow, I'll be upset because I wasn't that. That's my dream, is being a dad and a husband. Like, that's all I care about, is one day having a family and literally going above and beyond for them out of love, not because I need selfish gain or praise from them. I just literally want to give my all to my family.
Mm-hmm. I have something to say. So since you said that, and I couldn't have said it better, that's one of my goals too. There's the pie. If you ask your dad, they'll say there's nothing more rewarding than being a father.
Right.
You know? But I'm going to take a step down. First, I want to say, if my girlfriend's listening, love you.
Yeah.
Nothing bad. Love you. But we had a serious talk one day. I told her, she wants to be a teacher. Perfect. You know, that's her dream. She's chasing that dream. She's very close. I applaud her for that. She's in college still. And I told her, I was like, you know, I told her, like, fuck college. Mm-hmm. You know, pissed me off one day. And I was like, I told her, I was like, I don't need college to do what I want. Mm-hmm. You know, I control that. Well, she told me, like, college opens up multiple opportunities for you. It does. That's where you're going. You know, so you meet people in college, you do this, you do that. You know how the system works, you know. And I told her, I get it. I'm following through with the college idea. I just don't think it's going to be helpful towards what I want to do. But I told her my game plan. Like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to make this much money, and then, you know, build it till I get however much money I can till I can support my family and their family and, you know, extended family, whatever, mm-hmm. and her family if we end up getting married. And she was like, well, then the kids talk came up. I'm like, oof. What if you have kids, and, you know, she's like, you keep chasing this dream, and then we have kids, and then you can, you know, continue chasing your dream while our kids are just, you know, by themselves without a dad. And I was like, I thought about it, I was like, of course not. I was like, once you have kids, there's a different goal in mind. It's no longer about money, money, money. It's like, all right, make sure my kids right, make sure they're raised right, you know? And I'll sacrifice a lot of things to have that, because I know my parents have. Mm-hmm. And they've raised great. Like, they have me as a son, and my sister is doing great as well. So obviously I'm going to ask my parents for advice, but I'm also going to make sure I'm there 1,000% of the time. You know what I'm saying? And same thing as being a good spouse, or, you know, boyfriend, husband, partner, friend, everything, you know? Just being a good human is one of the main goals to have in life.
Yeah. I think a lot of that resides with how good our parents were to us, on why I want to be such a good parent. Because, like, my parents, you know, it gets me emotional how much my mom has done for me. You know, a goal of mine was to go to the high school that I went to because of how prestigious and profound it was, right? And my mom saw that and worked two jobs. Yeah. And went to my games when she could and stuff like that. And same thing with my dad is now, you know, he knows I want to go to college. So he's working and doing all these things and provided me a place of employment and my best friend, right? Like, and has done nothing but great things for you and I, and been supportive and stuff like this with our podcast. And so I want to give back to someone that is mine and to someone that I love, which will be my future wife one day. And, you know, I want to break the, and I wouldn't say a curse, but I'm trying to find the right words to define what my family has, because there's a whole lot of divorce within my family. Mm-hmm. And so one of my dreams is to never get divorced, like, ever. When I get on one knee one day to someone, I want to make sure that is the right person. And that's kind of hard for me now. Like, that's kind of why I don't open up to a lot of people. I've been single for so long because we're getting to an age now where this is some real shit. You know what I mean? And I think it's important to have flings, or not flings, but, like, you know, you see people and you do all these things, but I find it incredibly important to, if you're going to say something, you better mean it. And so what I'm trying to be as serious as I can about this matter is when I'm a parent one day, I'm all in. Yeah. Every game that they play, recital that they play, school project that they do, I want to be there 1,000%. And I want to be the number one fan in their heart. You know what I mean? Where they.
And I also want to know that my kids are loved by me.
Yep.
And they want to know that I'll sacrifice anything, because a lot of kids have issues with their parents because their parents don't, you know, reciprocate that they love them, or that they've been there for them.
Right.
You know, and I don't ever want that for my child, you know?
That's why I view friendship so hard too, is like, and that goes on beyond saying this, like, another goal of mine is, like, to have solid friends where my kids one day see, hey, this is what a good friend's done, and the longevity, and this is how we've maintained it. And this is, communication is important, and seeing your friends is very important, and doing all these things, and how to be a good friend. And that goes on how to be a good person. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm not taking care of myself, how can I take care of anyone else? Mm-hmm. So I've, like, with that being said, I've put my health into great regard, because, you know, a while back, last year was my mental health was really bad. And then this year, after the quarantine, I was looking a little chonk. I was looking, you know, not where I was supposed to be. And so now I take into physical health very well. So I think maybe next year, my spiritual health, like giving back, like I said, and stuff like that, is going to be very important to me. But my end all be all is having, like, a little man that looks like me, or a little girl that looks like my wife, and stuff like that. Like, that is the end all be all for me.
Mm-hmm. That's why I want to die to having my kids be, yep, successful like me.
Exactly.
You know, like me one day, to say that, like, yep, that's my dad.
And I feel like that's why we hustle as hard as we do. And maybe we're not understanding it now. And there's times where, like, I sit in my bed, I'm like, and I ask whatever you guys believe in, but I ask the creator, like, am I doing the right things? Am I where I'm supposed to be? And that's kind of, you know, that's kind of where you have to look at yourself in the mirror and be like, who am I as a person? Who am I as an individual? How can I get better? How can I do these right things? And that's a tough, tough conversation you have to have with yourself. And if you're going to have dreams and aspirations, you need to have those conversations, I believe. and hold yourself to high regard. Mm-hmm. I feel like confidence and pride are very, they're two different things, and they can be both negative and positive, but you need to have both of them. You need to be a prideful person. You need to have pride in what you do, but you also need to have confidence. And that's not always being the loudest person in the room. That's sometimes listening. And I've really struggled with that, is listening and not being the first person to talk and being like, or point the finger. It's taking responsibility and stuff like that. And it's important. Mm-hmm. You have anything about that?
Not really, man. I like hearing you say stuff like that, you know, just seeing I'm self-improving, because I do it all the time, but I don't really like, you know, say it out loud or to myself, because I just kind of fix minor tweaks. Like, you know, I shut down sometimes because I don't know what to say. Mm-hmm. But that's not the right thing to do. You got to communicate your problems, your issues with people around you. That's how you get, I think that's how you get ahead in life, is you address the issue right away and you guys overcome it together. Yeah. You know, with whoever,
or by yourself. You gotta be the first one, and that's where I'm kind of at. It's kind of funny. I'm the only one on the pod that doesn't have a significant other right now, and I can tell you right now, as great as it is to see my friends happy, I'm very happy being by myself right now, because I've needed to make adjustments, and that brings me to my next point. Is I remember seeing a quote a while ago, and I can't tell you who said it. It might have been Connor, and you guys know that I deride Connor pretty hard, but the quote goes, "We don't make mistakes, we make adjustments." Mm-hmm. And that can be misleading, because everyone, you know, the saying is everyone makes mistakes, we got to be forgiving. But mistakes to me are habitual habits that you continually do, and the point where, you know, you keep on getting into that phase where you keep on doing the same thing, that's not a mistake. Mm-hmm. That's like who you are as a person. And a mistake should be adjustable. You should be able to see that you're doing something wrong and then immediately change it. So we don't make those mistakes, we make adjustments. So if I see myself doing something wrong, I need to adjust it immediately. And that's what I've been trying to really hone in on. And I fail. Like, I'll be the first one to say
it's okay to fail.
Like, I fail, and we've talked about failure on the last episode, but I fail quite a bit on that, but I always try to just finish strong. Finish strong. If I'm going to start something, I'm going to finish it. And that's kind of what we've done here. Is
I don't think I've said it on the podcast. I told somebody else this, and it was over something stupid, like something at work. I told them, you know, it's always too early to fail, but it's never too late to start.
Damn, are you God or something?
Honestly, it's like, let that sink in. Cause someone was like doing something, but I thought of this myself. Because it's always with me, one of my personal struggles is maintaining a diet. Because I start it and I always quit it, you know?
Right.
And I always go back to my old routine about eating whatever the fuck I want. And it's never worked for me. Never lost weight that way. So every time I do a diet, I take a different approach. Now it's been more like, I'm not telling everyone, oh, I'm on this. You know, it's always been like, I'm on this diet. Look at me. Now it's just like, if they ask, oh yeah, I can't have it. Sorry, I'm doing this.
Yeah.
You know, or like, you know, I just try to, I think consistency is the biggest key, even in when you're chasing your goals, being consistent with how you're doing it, why you're doing it. And I tell myself every day, why are you doing this? I'm doing this because of this.
Finding your why is so important too. And that does go into consistency. If you're not consistent with it, what's the point?
Right. If you tell yourself, it's okay, it's okay, I'm not going to do it. It's not okay.
Right.
Because you're holding shit back. You're putting yourself back. And then an angle, you're going to regret things. And you don't want to regret shit.
And this sounds so weird, but you really got to be your biggest, you know, D-writer. Like, you really got to be the one that's like, hey, I'm the biggest fan of me, because honestly, if you don't have that confidence in yourself, then no one else will. Like, if you don't carry yourself with some sort of substance and pep in your step, what makes you think that the other guy will? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
And it's like the thing, like, no one's watching. What are you going to do?
Right. Right.
You know, you're not going to expect somebody to tell you something. You got to know, I'm doing this because I'm fucking doing this for myself.
Yeah.
Not for no one else. You're not chasing this just because they told you to.
Yeah.
That makes purpose for them, you know, not for yourself.
And I think that one of the good things you can do, we can all do, and this is just a personal thing that I've started that really helps me start with consistency. Like, so I started a goal a while ago to have at least 5 days in the gym. Like, that was my thing, and I like saw results after 3 weeks. I was like, damn, like I felt better, I was eating better, I still eat better, and like I was really confident in going out to certain places where I wasn't like that during the midst of the pandemic. And granted, when my parents got COVID and everything, I kind of slipped off, but I'm right back on it, right? Mm-hmm. But what I started doing was I started writing out stuff. And it's weird because everyone, like, I'm sure like a professor has told you, if you've gone to school or anything like that, that you won't remember something until you write it. Like, you have to write it actually down to keep on doing repetition. But like, I remember I woke up every morning, and there are times where I like just really didn't want to go to the gym. And by no means, for those of you who haven't seen me in person, am I like some, you know, bodybuilder demigod. I'm not. Like, I'm just an average guy. But what I started doing was I would write out like my goals for the day. So I obviously had a spiritual one, a mental one, and a physical one. But when I wanted to do my physical one, I would literally read it right as I woke up. And I was like, how am I going to do that? And then as time went by, I was like, okay, well, when am I going to do this? Like, I got to build time in today, like, to go work out. And by me writing it, like, I don't know what came over me, but I felt some sense of pride of where I was like, I better get my ass to the gym right now.
It's a need.
You know what I mean?
I need to fulfill this goal.
Right. And so by doing that too, it's so important to do that with your mental health. It's so important to do that within your own relationships, whether it's work, whether it's a spousal thing, whether it is with your friends. Like, it is incredibly important, because if you find the passion into doing that, you're only going to help benefit yourself, really.
Like I said, it's the little things.
Yeah.
Make a big difference.
The little things add up. Right. Add up to, so the, like,
tell one yourself, big, you know, I didn't want to work out this one day, but you know, and it's not even, that won't apply just to your physical health, it'll apply to your mental health.
Yeah.
And that mental health will apply to this and to that, and then you'll end up being successful just because you said, I'm going to work out this one day.
Right.
That you didn't want to work out.
Not to go off on like another tangent, but like, I feel like this year was the first time that I really looked myself in the mirror and I listened to people that told me, hey, Jackson, like, you're not all that what you think. And you're not, and to them, it was more of constructive criticism, where there were some other people that are like, hey, you're kind of a fucking dick. But I even listened to those too. And I didn't let it tear me down, but I wanted to make adjustments, because there have been times where I've exhibited what you would call being a dick. And there are some times where I haven't been perfect. And there are some times where I just haven't been the most susceptible to changing. And the moment that I have been in accepting criticism and for what it is, I feel so much better about it. And now I feel like I don't have to go around and portray someone that I'm not. And like, I have that high of always chasing to be better. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I don't know where I was really going to go with that, but it was kind of one of those things where like, this year has been really important to me, as mm-hmm. shitty it's been for others. And I'm not saying that it hasn't been shitty for me. There's been some shitty times, but it's really been one of those years where I've mm-hmm. kind of learned a lot about myself, of who I am as an individual and who I am as a spiritual person, who I am as a physical person.
It's crazy. It's not even over yet. But before we end up wrapping this up, I just want to ask you.
Yeah.
And I'll answer it myself as well. What's one goal a few goals you have before 2020 ends? For new, because everyone thinks like a new year is like a fresh start, even though it's just a continuation. But we'll see as like a benchmark. Like 2020 is ending. What can I do? You want me to go? What do you think?
This kind of backtracks on what I've been saying, is as it's important to, like, you know, buy a house and do all this and build equity, right? But it's also important to take care of your mentals and do some fun shit in your life. So I want to do one vacation before I leave, because I've only done one all year. And it was for a day and a half. Mm. So I want to take some extended time for myself to see some things and do something. So if I have one goal, I have one trip planned, and Alex and I might divulge that later on, probably by the start of next year. Yeah. We'll divulge it later when we see fit. But we already have one thing planned out for us. But I want to do something with my friends. I don't care how long it is. I think it's important to have those memories. So for me, my goal before the end of year is to take some time for myself, for my friends, to just go and enjoy life for what it is, because I get so caught up in jobs. I get so caught up in a lot of things, but it is important to take some time to yourself and tell yourself you're doing a good job and you deserve this. Mm-hmm. What about you?
So, you know, I have a few goals in mind. One important one is to make my girlfriend, because this is my first real serious relationship, to be the best boyfriend I can be.
Mm-hmm.
And to always make sure that she feels happy and she feels loved.
Right.
Because I don't want her ever feeling like I don't care, I don't appreciate whatever she's doing. And I do, and I want to make her know that and feel that and make her know that I'll always be there for her. And then another goal I have is personal, just to, I want to, and it's a number, I set 280 by New Year's Eve. My 2020, I start at 280 and I keep working down, because I have a fight with you.
We haven't forgot about that.
I gotta make sure I'm on weight. But, you know, I looked at the scale, I have lost like 10 pounds since the beginning of October, so keep working that weight down, melting off the fat, whatever. And just stay consistent with my diet and don't crack, don't break. Because I always break, I always cave in to those things, but you gotta stay
tough. Temptation, yeah.
It's a mental thing more than it is a physical thing. That's what I've always seen through this. Yeah.
It's very true, and I, as a friend and as a brother, I do want to let you know that I'm incredibly proud for you. Those are very profound goals and very good goals, and they're very attainable.
Yep.
I can't give you a whole lot of advice, nor will I over the podcast. It's real personal, but I do want to let you know, from the outside looking in, I think that you have found someone that deeply cares about you, that deeply loves you for who you are as an individual, not what other people see you as. And I challenge you to be as good as you can to yourself, so that you can be even better to her. That is my challenge for you. And it's, you know, it's kind of change on words on what you said you want to do, but make sure that you are good to yourself and make sure that you are taking care of yourself first, so that you can be even better to her. Because if you aren't good, she's not good. Mm-hmm. And vice versa.
That's right.
And so to all of you guys that are listening, we are no Gandhi. We are no therapists. If you do want to hear therapists talk, go check out a friend's podcast called Things Therapists Think. Dr. Jared Grant is an amazing person. He's the brother of our other co-host, and stuff like that. But we do challenge you to be great, because, you know, it sounds cornball, but we are all living one life, and it is incredibly imperative that we live that to our fullest. And so we are proud to be a part of this podcast. We are proud to be doing an episode twice a week for you guys.
Mm-hmm. If you guys listen to this podcast, you're listening to greatness in the making.
Facts. And you will be in the beginning.
That's right. And so you guys will, the greatness will rub off on you.
So facts.
Continue listening. Continue supporting us. Go listen to our past episodes, our regular episodes, our Real Life Wednesdays, our animation reports. Go like our stuff on the gram. Share us. We'll show support to you guys. And we just want to say thank you for listening to another Real Life Wednesday. Coming, we got another episode coming out Sunday night.
Oh, it's gonna be a fun one too.
That is right.
Alley Rock and Ring, gonna have some fun.
Oh, you know it. We always have fun
all day.
Yeah, but with that being said, we're signing off.